Hello, I'm David Paternotte. I'm a professor of sociology at the Université Libre de Bruxelles, and I'm one of the directors of STRIGE, which is the gender studies network of the university. And I've collaborated with other colleagues in organizing and preparing this exhibition.
This show is called Queer Graphics, and it's taking place on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Belgian Cultural Center, which is a very anonymous and bland way of naming the first gay group in Belgium. And it's also the 20th anniversary of the gay marriage law. What are people going to see here?
All ideas solved by working with the Design Museum was not an history exhibition, so it's not like a history book, but it's really looking at the history of the movement, but also more broadly at LGBT or queer lives in Brussels, also including parties, bars, bookstores, and other events or organizations. It was really to look graphically. So what we did is just spending time in the archives and trying to look at how documents were produced, what sort of documents, so the sort of do-it-yourself documents compared to very professional design, or also, for instance, the presence of nudity or not. Is the graphic expression for gays or lesbians the same, for instance, in the way the body is exhibited? So that sort of thing.
So this is really seeing everything from the point of view of graphics, how people are advertising shows, groups, whatever. Is there a straight line in change, or is the change back and forth?
I would say it is back and forth. And it, for instance, now we have new groups, for instance, trans groups or intersex groups or racialized groups as well. These groups have generally less resources. So we find again that sort of do-it-yourself or more handmade forms of graphics compared to bigger groups with more resources. So it's not just a straight line from do-it-yourself to professional graphics. It's really people inventing constantly new things. It's also sometimes political in a sense that people don't want to have a certain presentation of themselves, but they want to have more this do-it-yourself presentation or something more handmade.
How is it that all these, there's a lot of documents here, how come they were saved? Who saved them?
Well, that's a bit of chance, and that's a bit of people who are really passionate and try to collect and keep as many documents as possible. So we work closely with different archive centers. So the main one is probably the Fonds Suzanne Daniel in Ghent. And there you have volunteers who have been collecting as many documents as possible, and also to save documents when people are cleaning their house, moving to a new house, or just organizations that disappear. They try to collect and keep those documents. In addition to that, you have the CARIF, which is the Center for Women's History, and they've also kept a few documents connected to lesbian groups. And the archives of the city of Brussels have recently decided to open a new section or collection on LGBT issues. And they organized a small exhibition last year, and they've also been collecting. So it's really different groups. And in addition to that, what we did is also trying to say, okay, but we haven't anything about that organization or that bar or that group. So we try to find also private collections, private archives. But I think it's very good if people have documents to connect at least one of these three centers to give them to this center so that they can be kept. And as people will see in the exhibition, we have leaflets or documents that probably no one would have paid attention to a few years ago. And now they're part of history, and they're also part of a collective memory of different communities. And it's important to save and keep them instead of just throwing them away when you clean your house or your building.
So you make a general public demand asking people to turn things over if they have them?
Yes, and it's really important not to think, okay, it's not important, it's just a small thing. Yes, but small thing can be important for historians, for researchers, but also for art centers like this museum. So it's just if you have something and if you think it can be interesting, just try to contact one of these groups, one of these centers, so that they can keep these documents, at least have a look and keep them.
And the show is on until when?
Until November. So it will be there for the whole summer, for the Pride season first. So we really wanted to open just before the Eidehout Day, which is tomorrow, the 17th of May. And then it will be there for the Pride and then the whole summer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.